Five Levels of Personal Peace, written by Delbert Baker. Ellen White once wrote about a region of peace, a realm of trust and harmony with God. It sounds inviting. Who wouldn't want to live in such a place? While no ultimate peace exists in this world, we are invited to enter this spiritual realm in our Christian walk. Notice Ellen White's words, "When we believe in Christ as our personal Savior, the peace of Christ is ours. Entering into communion with our Savior, we enter the region of peace." To reach this privileged region, we are challenged to ascend to multiple levels of peace. Here are five. Number one, an intellectual peace. This is a rational understanding of peace. It is relief from fear, anxiety, and stress. This peace can also refer to inner peace or peace with God, but it is only cerebral. No commitment or action has taken place. It is head knowledge as opposed to heart and hand activity. Our task is to recognize our need of divine peace and put forth efforts to secure it. Number two, a given peace. This peace is given supernaturally from God and is characterized by oneness between God and humanity. It has been affected by Christ's sacrificial death on the cross. As we respond to God's at-one-ment with love and obedience, this peace connection is maintained by Christ, our High Priest. He intercedes on behalf of all who come to God through Him. This is conversion and is a prerequisite for the next level of peace. Our task is to come to Christ by faith, prayer, and a daily walk with Him. Number three, a learned peace. The Bible says we will be kept in perfect peace if our minds are steadfast in God. This represents the powerful, cooperative, collaborative, divine human principle. God gives us His peace. By cooperating with the Holy Spirit, we choose to focus our minds on Him continually. Our peace of mind is perfect or imperfect based on the degree to which our minds are focused on God rather than on ourselves or our problems. We resolutely believe in God's providence and purpose for our lives. Our task is to maximize our peace with God into the perfect peace of God. Number four, operational peace. When we allow the Holy Spirit of God to rule our lives, we experience His peace and become peacemakers. We bring life-giving peace to others. With His peace, we pursue and reflect interpersonal peace with others, and we become publishers of peace and ministers of reconciliation. Our task is to internalize God's peace and become agents of interpersonal peace with others. Number five, a habitual peace. The four previous levels result in a state of perfect trust in God. We now come to the point in which we know that all things work for good because we love God. Even God's discipline results in our good. This sanctifying peace results in our eternal glory. Our task is to make it the goal of our walk with Christ to reach and reside in this fifth level. May we reside in this region of peace.